HKX Mobile.
D4 CBA Mobile.
2 RCL Mobile.
My name here is David, and I'm mobile headed up to KN4 VWA's house.
Russell, I didn't know if y'all heard that last transmission or not, but this is Patrick on this end, Dave.
Well, on this end, if you're going up to Steve's, you better watch out. He'll put you to sand and sheetrock.
Well, he probably wouldn't want me to do that because I don't have any experience. But anyway, I'm actually going there to use his flight trainer.
Patrick, what you into today?
Being pushed around with the trailer, this wind is awful.
It was doing to a tennis ball. It was unbelievable.
Now, I just come off Wade Hampton here on the 290, and it's blowing stuff all over the place, and the red lights are swaying in the breeze.
Road from you, Russell.
Hit Lowe's, pick up a couple of supplies, and grab me a sandwich, and I'm going to make my way back up through here. I got an air conditioning unit to go check.
Somebody else's.
Unfortunately, it's mine. I got to die in it the other day, and I got some time this afternoon. I'm waiting on supplies. I'm going to try to get that knocked out this afternoon so I can keep moving forward on the project over in Inman.
That, we all know you don't like to sweat.
Correct on that. I do not like to sweat.
You can come hang out in my toaster oven. I'm dragging around behind me.
I can't believe you dragging that toaster oven around with you. I thought the check was in the mail.
I don't trust them, so I'm going to wait till it clears before I make any move.
Get you on that one bit.
Lose you there?
Oh, I'm just copying the mail. Well, if you threw some dye in that unit, you should be able to find the leak, because the dye doesn't lie.
RCL for ID. Yeah, the dye doesn't lie. Hopefully it's going to show me where it's at, and I hope it's at a little fitting or something that I can tighten up and stop it. If it's in a coil or something like that, I guess I'm out for a new unit.
It's rarely anything easy, and it's usually the hardest part to get to. At least on a car it is.
Amongst the three of us, we all know if it's going to leak, it's going to be the evaporator core. You got to pull the dash out.
That's never easy.
Remember the days when they put him in a plenum, the heater core and the evaporator were in a plenum outside on the firewall.
Isn't that back in the day when they still had rocks for oils?
Again, my GPS was talking.
Wasn't that back in the day when they still used rocks for wheels?
Well, no, they advanced a little bit further than that. We were still using R12.
Remember the R12 days? They worried about it putting a hole in the ozone layer, but they'll launch a space shuttle through it. I don't know. Maybe it does have a problem, maybe it don't. Seems like everything they come out with is more and more dangerous for the human health.
Well, I remember when they came out with R134A, they told us in a class, we had to get certified, and they told us in a class that we would, if we wanted to convert a system over from R12 to R134A, that we would have to replace every part, and it's just not true. it runs at a higher pressure, but it if you got a weak place in the system, it'll show you where it is.
I don't know anything about this new 1-2-3-4, but it's using propane as the propellant, so it's nice and flammable.
Playing about that stuff at the fire department, they called it job security.
It's the new propellant they're using in there, and it's real sticky and gummy, too, for some reason.
Remember when you could buy R12 for 99 cents a can? And the kids, the teenagers, were snorting it to get high.
Fell out the other day. I bought a 25-pound canister of R410A for the air units at the house. And it was $109 for a cylinder. I remember when I used to get those for about $50, $60.
1-2-3-4, a 30-pound cylinder of it, or a 10-pound cylinder on it, gonna cost you about $800.
Good.
Think I'll keep my old car.
We had a youth that was snorting this stuff, the R12, and they were in a car, and he was snorting it, and it froze his lungs, and before they could thaw out, he suffocated and died.
Yeah, that just ain't good. It's about like this other stuff that's out there now, the meth and heroin that's laced with carfentanil, and it just, I don't know. I don't understand it sometimes, but I guess once you get locked in that vice, they just, ain't much you can do without help. I hate to see anybody get hung up in stuff like that.
None of it good. I mean, none of it. So, I mean, it's amazing the people that are using it nowadays.
See, what was I going to tell you? Dang. Well, my mind just went blank. But, we had a guy at John Finger. He went through the whole program for a year. They did a blood test every week, and he graduated from the program, and he went out and that night and celebrated by smoking pot and drinking beer. So he was back on crack cocaine and, a few more days.
I say, it's like a vice. Once it gets a hold of you, it just won't let go. I think somebody one time at the fire department, we were talking, and they said it's like a snapping turtle. Once it bites down, it just ain't going to turn loose. And I just, it's sad to see. I mean, I hate to see somebody get to that stage, but I think some of the doctors have helped push people over with prescriptions and things like that. And then, you got trauma from life and just things going on, and it's just hard to stay away from it for some people. I'm very fortunate that I ain't never got into none of that, so hopefully I can stay that way.
The opportunity growing up, both of my parents have been involved with it. I moved out when I was 16 because of it, and lost a brother to it, and it's just not a good situation. But I don't know, Lord seemed fit to take me away from it and never mess with it, so I'm grateful for that.
Definitely. That's a good thing for sure. I'm coming by the rock quarry. Looks like dump truck done come out of here with a tailgate open, made gravel spread up 253.
Windshield repair later.
Oh, it looked like 57 stone, and now there's a tree hanging over the road down here. Boy, I tell you what, DOT needs to get out here and get to work.
The whole road, what are you talking about?
I'm trying. to be nice, but, you know, if you just want to really get down to the brass tacks of it, they need to just come in and put tar and gravel down on everything, and we'll just drive on that.
Something else. There was a bad wreck up there in front of the Dollar General down next to the Ingles this morning.
Locust Hill. Not surprise me.
For a while there this morning, waiting on them to get through. Say 7-3s and hop out of here. I gotta go deal with these customers. So y'all have a good day, and I'll catch you next time around. KO4 HKX clear.
I'm about to pull in the driveway here myself, so I'm going to go in and grab a bite for lunch and get to work on the air conditioner. It's a pleasure as always talking with you, Patrick, and Dave, good to hear from you. Hope your day and afternoon goes well, and don't let Steve work you too hard now. And I'll say 73s and clear on your final.
All righty. Well, I got to give this phone call. I'll talk to you guys later, KB4CPA.
Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
WAU2T KB4CPA. And what are you up to?
Gotta go out and pay a couple of little bills. A couple of people I owe had some work done on the car and work done on the computer, and I gotta go settle with them today. And then I gotta go look for me a couple of terabyte hard drive, external hard drive, for use for backing up stuff. And then let's see, what else have I got to do? Go find me some lunch, and I don't know. Whatever else I get, I gotta go pick up some laundry later. So, you know, minor things here, there, and everywhere, you know.
Up to Steve, KN4 VWA, and he's gonna let me borrow his flight simulator, the trainer, to practice flying so I can get used to the controller. So when I get my trainer out there, I'll feel a little more at ease.
You'll make less hard landings once you have a chance to work with that, right?
I really hope so. I've done flight simulators before with a joystick, but I've never used one of these controllers, so it's a little different.
Good. That's good. At least it'll keep you out of trouble this afternoon, or else it'll get you into a whole heck of a lot of it. I'm not sure which, you know.
I'm too much trouble sitting in front of a computer, so hopefully I'll be all right.
Fall out of the chair and break something.
I guess I could do that. Oh, man, I tell you, we had a blast playing tennis. I just finished about 30 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago. And, man, that wind was, it was something to contend with. But it made the game very interesting.
Insurance adjusted. It was over at my house today, crawling around on my roof. Thought it was very interesting too, you know.
Did he find any damage?
Yeah, he found damage up there. And of course, the leaks I've got inside the house are more damage. So, and all, but he says I'm going to need a new roof. They're going to have to fix up a couple of things they screwed up last time they put a roof on it. They made the mistake of putting the boots around the pipes that, you know, are supposed to let air go down for your drains so they work properly. They put the boots, they somehow pushed the pipes down in so that they are level with the top of the boot. Therefore, any trash and water and everything else can get down in or all around the pipes and everything. One of those good things, you know.
Goodness, golly, Dave. Yeah, that's not good. Well, I'm sitting in front of a convenience store here. I'm going to get me a bag of peanuts or something to carry me over to my wife and I'll eat an early, late lunch, early supper. And buying anything since breakfast, so I know Steve won't have anything up there to eat, so, or that I can eat, so I'm going to stop and get something here.
A wise thing to do. That's always a wise thing to do. All right, well, be careful out there. I'll be back in a few minutes. I got to pull up here and get some money out of this ATM. Talk to you shortly. W2T.
TBA. A couple of bags of peanuts for a dollar, so I figure that's a pretty good deal, and that'll make a good snack, a good low-carb snack.
That salt is going to be on those peanuts. You don't need that.
My sodium level is always real low, so my daughter, who's a nurse, when we go out to eat, she'll say, "Daddy, you don't need all that salt." I say, "Look over there." And I get her to look at something else while I'm putting salt on my food.
I'm not sure that works so exclusively that she doesn't realize you're putting salt on the food. If you think she actually believes that, I got a little piece of property I want to talk to you about there, son.
On a bag of pork rinds I just picked up at the gas station. KO4 GPA.
And all the pork rinds, nuts, peanuts or, what they call them, sunflower seeds.
A few minutes. I got to put some goat juice in this car. W2T.
I think that's about every day, but I'll have the pork rinds every now and then. They're zero carbs, but of course they're high in the sodium, too.
Some gas there, Rusty. I'd hate for to see down the road. Yeah, I imagine they are high in sodium. But that's not my big concern right now. And as long as I stay off of carbs, my cholesterol stays down, and so does my weight. And all my blood work's good, so doctor says keep doing what you're doing.
Checkup,
you know, it was good, so my goodness, this thing, this GPS is taking me all over the place. Let's see what road does it want me to turn on now. Not really sure. Oh me, I tell you, these things can be very confusing sometimes.
That's taking me down to Aiken, South Carolina right now. I'm going to go pick up a couple goats.
I'll get you some goats so you don't have to cut your grass.
A pen I got built for them, that's about it. But now my wife's been wanting goats for 20 years, so we bought a couple Pankin goats down here in Aiken.
These don't fuck them.
Some kudzu at the a previous house we lived in about three, four houses ago. And it was on a bank, and the guys at work said, you know, get you a couple of goats and tie them up. He said, they'll eat all that kudzu up, and then, you know, move them on down the bank and tie them up and let them eat some more. And he said, pretty soon it'll all be gone.
The other day, that's what he had done back a couple years ago.
Well, they'll eat just about anything. I'll tell you. Wow, I'm on a new little stretch of road here. Nice new bridge. I don't even know what road I'm on here. Anyway, I'm trying to get to Steve's house if I can't. Can for VWA, but I've never been to his house this way. I think I'm going around my knee to get to my elbow or something. I don't know.
It's taking a weird way. Sometimes it takes the way shorter, but it might be like 30 seconds shorter, so it takes you around the world to do it.
In the area, so I'm going to keep following it here, but you know, if I recognize where I'm at, I'm gonna just abandon the GPS, because I have had them lead me to the wrong place more than once, and when I went down to Atlanta, It led me to some old fairgrounds, and it was at night, and I had no idea where I was, but actually, it was only about 2 miles from my destination. I finally drove around and found it, but I tell you, sometimes those things, just, I don't know what they just get out of whack or something.
Yeah, see me in Charlotte a time or two.
On New Cut Road, I know he lives off of. No, wait a minute. He lives on New Cut Road, I think. Anyway, says I got 2 miles to go, so. But the way it's bringing me in, I have no idea. I think I went north of it, and now it's bringing me back in, but. I don't have to be there at a certain time, so it's no big deal. And I'm getting into RC airplanes, but I tell you, today wouldn't be a good day to fly, that's for sure. KB4CPA.
And Dave, you're from South Carolina, and a little slow, in 0TR.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good afternoon again, David, and whoever else is in there.
That isn't QRM, but pay no attention to it. The other gentleman that's talking to Dave, go ahead.
I'm riding down here, Dave. KO4 GPA.
Tom, that's going to come back to haunt you. Just keep it up.
I'm going to help him out. You know, they walk among us.
On your GPS to get you up into that area somewhere, it'll get you lost. It doesn't like that part of the state of South Carolina.
I believe that. All right. I'm at an intersection, but I don't really have a clue what the crossroad is. And it says go straight, so that's what I'm doing.
I think I'd call him on the cell phone, Dave.
Call him, hey you. So what are you doing today, Tom, besides aggravating me?
Well, I resemble that, and I try. Oh, we just went down and delivered some groceries, mass consumables to the daughter, and had a nice long talk about the grandsons, and We are headed back up to go to our favorite grocery store. Go ahead, Rusty.
This is Dave. I'm surprised he found his way back home because he was wandering around up in the Landrum area the other day. And, you know, it's a good thing the Brace was with him or Tom wouldn't have made it back out of there. He'd have ended up in one of those redneck areas up there and they wouldn't have let him go, Dave. Go ahead.
I probably would have had some fun with him. I'll tell you. So, I'm glad he didn't keep you there. Now, if you visit Marshall Pickens, Tom, I can just about guarantee you they wouldn't let you out of there.
You completely dropped out there and you hit a dead spot. Well, to be honest with you, Rusty, I made it all the way to Cherokee and back.
It's a good thing Bernice was with you so you could get there and get back. And I figured that's where you were headed when you didn't tell me where you were going, so I figured you were headed up that way. And all, but anyway, and he didn't drop into a, you didn't drop into a dead hole, Dave. Tom just didn't want to hear what you had to say. And well, I'm going to drop out here for a few minutes because I got to go in here and hand this man some money. I'm handing out money today, so I've already handed out one guy some money, so I'll go hand this guy some money. Be two. Be back in a few. WU2T.
Good to hear you. Yeah, I handed out enough money up there through Bernice. And myself. Now go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm pulling in Steve's driveway, so I have arrived. Turn this thing off. I'm tired of listening to it. I can see his house and his big tower and antenna and all that mess. Of course, if you've been up here, you know what it looks like. Oh, boy, I tell you, it'd be nice to live out here and the country and have some acreage that I really would like that, but I don't know. My wife and I have been talking about it.
Yeah, I think you must have a beautiful place out there from here and about. I've never been up there actually, but to answer my question I asked you the other day, Bernice and I don't have to have an AMA thing in order to come up there and watch you fly, and Steve invited us up there to watch one of these days, and he's going to give me a call, so we'll try to make it, Dave.
Yeah, you don't have to. It don't cost nothing to watch. I've still got a get the AMA insurance, and then I'll have to join the club, and that's cost a few bucks, and then I guess I'll be ready to go. I don't know. I don't know where they are. If they're down, they must be down. They must be down in his building. They were up in the garage last time. All right, well, let me run. KB4, CPA. I'm going to clear out of here, Tom, and 73s.
Wow, big old truck had some big steel implements on it and made a big crash, so I'm glad I wasn't keying the mic at the time. You guys have fun. And, yeah, Steve's been working down there on the building. I know that. 73s and 0TR will be clear.